Blog Talk Radio.
Mighty Grill, put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Once again, tune in to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word on tonight's broadcast very shortly. He is filling in for Pastor Rochelle Chapman of the New Beginning Bible Church out of Detroit, Michigan. She had minor surgery, so she's not able to be on tonight. So we thank God for Pastor Norman King filling in for her, standing in the gap. So we're getting ready to go to God in prayer on tonight, as we always do. I'm asking all listeners on tonight, would you please lift up the families of our own sister, Dorlette Gardner, who was funeralized on this morning at the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, where I am also a member. She was a faithful member serving in seven different auxiliaries at the church. So, you know, she's definitely going to be missed. So we want to keep her family lifted up in prayer. We're going to keep our pastor, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, lifted up in prayer. You know, it has to be hard on a pastor when they lose a faithful member, such as Sister Dorlette Gardner, when they are faithful doers of God's word, and they are faithful in the body of Christ, and they are faithful in the church. So she was one of those individuals. So we're going to keep her family lifted up in prayer, as I stated earlier. Not only her family, and all, but all families that have lost loved ones all over the land for whatever reasons. We thank God that we don't have to send him anywhere. He's everywhere at the same time. We want to continue to lift up the family members of Sister Dorlette Gardner that are also members of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, our brother in Christ, Brother Rob Mitchell, and our sister in Christ, Sister Tara Doss, and other members of her family that are members of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. We want to keep those families and members lifted up in prayer. We want to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted, whether we know them personally or not. We want to keep the sick and afflicted all over the land lifted up in prayer. Again, we know that God is everywhere, and we don't have to send him anywhere because he's already there. So please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we pray. And we come to you lifting up your name because you're worthy of our praise, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through. We thank you that you are in total control at all times and all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We give you glory, honor, and praise that is due your name. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you still sit high and you look low. Heavenly Father, you are a faithful promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only in the name of Jesus. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every saved believer that are being doers of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain is our prayer in Jesus' name. We continue to lift your name up on high, Heavenly Father, because, again, we know that there is none like you. We love you. We thank you for loving us first and in spite of ourselves. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to each one of us, even though we don't deserve it. We thank you for your son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We thank you for his great sacrifice on the cross. He paid our sin debt with his sinless and holy and righteous precious blood on the cross. He paid a debt that he did not owe, but he knew it was a debt that we could not pay. So we are grateful on tonight. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, for him loving you first and then loving mankind so much that he would sacrifice his own life to pay our sin debt, so that we can be reconciled back to you. We just love you, Heavenly Father. We thank you. We bless your name in the name of Jesus. We pray now, Lord, that you will move by your spirit over the airwaves on tonight. You know who's going to be listening and what they stand in need of. Continue to bless and strengthen and have mercy upon all those that are incarcerated behind prison bars. It's our prayer and hope and desire that your word will continue to go forth over this worldwide platform, even in the prisons. So those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, as they hear this ministry platform, they will be blessed and encouraged by your word, and they will be inspired. And especially those that are not saved, not only behind prison bars, but anyone that's listening on tonight that's not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer, our hope and desire that something will be said through your word on tonight, that they will hear your word, they will receive your word, and they will give their lives to Jesus Christ even on tonight. They will ask what must they do to be saved in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in each one of us. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. And we pray and ask you, Heavenly Father, continue to bless every listener that faithfully dials in to this worldwide ministry platform. All those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, continue to bless them all and grant them all the desires of their hearts. That we give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another scripture food for thought, as always. And it comes to us once again in the form of a question. Are you praising God in everything? Tonight's scripture food for thought for all of our consideration, minds included. Are you praising God in everything? I do welcome comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, James_Brown@yahoo.com. I'm sorry, that's James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyright of any music or song played on this worldwide ministry platform. I thank God that I just see my sister in Christ, Sister Tara Doss has dialed in. Again, we want to continue to lift her up in prayer. Again, Sister Dorlette Gardner from the Peace and Good World Baptist Church, whose homegrown service was on today. She is one of the cousins to Sister Gardner. Not only Sister Tara Doss, but our brother in Christ, Brother Rob Mitchell, and other cousins that are members of the Peace and Good World Baptist Church. We want to continue to lift that family up in prayer. We get ready to go to our music break song because I see that Pastor Norman King has not dialed in yet, and I'm waiting for him to dial in because he will be delivering God's word on tonight. I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along. Again, he is filling in, standing in the gap for Pastor Rochelle Chapman of the New Beginning Bible Church. He had surgery, So he's filling in for her on tonight. So you're definitely going to need your Bibles, your pens and paper to follow along. Remember that next Thursday night, none other than Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C., will be delivering God's word once again. Overseer Joseph E. Jackson will be delivering God's word on next Thursday night. So you want to be prepared to receive another word from the Lord through him on next Thursday night. In the meantime, I'm going to ask, I see Sister Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina is on the line. Sister Mary Ann King, if you don't mind, could you call Pastor Norman King and ask him to go ahead and dial into the broadcast on tonight? Could you please dial him and ask him to go ahead and dial in while we're doing a music break, because I know he has a mighty word from the Lord. While she's calling him and we're preparing for him to come on the air live, we're going to go to our music break. Once he come on the air, we will turn the mic over to him. In the meantime, we're going to go to our music break on tonight. As we know that he just dialed in, so what I'm going to do, instead of me doing a music break song, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. I'm sure he has a song that he's going to play for us before he brings forth God's word. We're going to allow him to do his song first, so that will be our music break song. He's going to do his song first, and then he's going to come right back following the song and get right into God's word. And following the message on tonight, as always, we will be opening up the phone lines for all those of you that have dialed in on tonight, so you will be able to encourage him on tonight. Pastor Norman King, I want to say to you on tonight, one of our faithful listeners, Sister Gwen Walker, just texted me. They are preparing for her pastor's first anniversary at the church, so she's been busy at the church, and so she will not be on the air live with us tonight. But I know that when she gets time, she's going to go back and she's going to pull up this broadcast from tonight and be blessed by it. So I am now yielding this mic to you so that you can play your song and then go directly to God's word. I yield the mic to you, Pastor Norman King.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, yeah. I've been having some technical difficulties, but to God be the glory. Everything just come together. Oh, so we're so humbly grateful for God and all that he does, you know.
Hold on a second, Pastor King. Pastor King, could you hold on a second? I'm hearing some background noise, and I don't know if that's coming from your end.
Yes, it's coming from my end.
It just stopped. You go ahead. It just stopped.
Okay. Here's my song coming.
Okay.
Morning when I roll, yeah. Morning when I roll.
God be the glory. I had to let that play all the way through. And the reason why I had to let that play all the way through, because it's necessary. Amen.
Yes.
It's necessary. We live in a time, like, you know, for you who know the song that the Cantor Spiritual sing about the old man that had a tremble in his voice. And,
yeah,
and they will let them. They will let them sing. They will let them sing. Now, why am I saying this, and how does this tie into my message tonight? You're going to hear it through me letting go of all the Holy Spirit tonight. You see, we live in a time now. People who are around my age, amen, a little older. You know, we come up with them old saints. Come on. And these old saints, you can call them seasoned saints or whatever you want to call them. But they had a way of letting you know about King Jesus. Come on, huh? They'll let you know.
Yeah.
You see, we live in a time right now that and just think about those many years ago when the Cantor Spiritual sung that song, when they wouldn't let the old man sing, huh? Come on. We got the same thing going on in churches today. A lot of these representatives, come on, I'm going to say it now, come on, huh? They seem to think that it's all about the young folks. Come on, huh? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I know it, the truth is self-evident, so they done push the seniors to the side. Come on, huh? And that's why the Lord sent me here tonight to share this song. This message tonight is going to deal with some real obvious things that's going on inside the kingdom of God and outside the kingdom of God. So tonight, before I get into it, I'm going to give the word of God. Amen. The scripture rendering tonight is coming from Galatians 5:13 through 15. King James says, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only not liberty for an occasion to the flesh." Come on, somebody. "But by love serve one another." 14, "Well, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." 15, "But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another." Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, my Redeemer, for as humble as I am tonight, giving you the complete right of way as I decrease and you increase, the hearers of your word, I don't know who they are, but you do. I pray that they be available to hear your spirit within inside me, the Holy Spirit, not me myself, because I'm just a vessel, chose to be the deliverer of the word tonight through obedience. And I ask for forgiveness of my sin, and those that listen to Father God, I pray, Father God, that they will hear you. I say again, because it's necessary for this message to come forth tonight. We give you all praise and glory and honor, and we ask that you bless tonight. In Jesus' name pray, amen, amen, and amen. I want to use a topic. I've been set free. I've been set free. You've been set free. And this message is tying in with Jesus rising on the third day. Amen.
Yes.
With all power. Amen. And because he rose, we've been set free. Paul is telling them they're here. He said, "For brethren, you have not been called unto liberty." Amen. He said, "You have been called unto liberty, only not liberty for an occasion of the flesh." See, we got to realize that Jesus set us free. Come on, y'all. Amen. Not to be free to indulge in the flesh. Amen.
That's right.
So Paul is trying to establish and reestablish it wherever they may fit according to his word. In other words, he's letting them know that there's power in Jesus. Amen. There's power in love. Amen. He said, "But by love serve one another." We got to love, the agape love, come on, y'all, that unconditional love toward each other, amen, that we will serve one another, amen, and quit beating each other up, amen. There's so much that's happening, but Solomon says nothing is new under the sun, amen. And I want to just say that Jesus died for you, he died for me, that we may have a way to the tree of life, amen. But I'm here tonight to speak a few words, amen, and to bring to your attention that we need to recognize that we are free indeed. Amen. No longer bound.
Yeah.
Come on. Because Jesus rose on the third day. Amen. And when they hung him on the cross, they hung him high, stretched and wide. Amen. But he took care of death, hell, and the grave. Come on. But he rose just like he said he would. Amen. But I want you to know that be aware. Be aware of your freedom. You are not bound anymore. You've been set free because of Jesus, amen. Be aware, amen, and glory in it. I want to encourage you to glory in your freedom because Jesus set us free, amen.
Yes.
And he loved us so much, amen. I heard the lady say in the song, and I'm going to reemphasize that Jesus is all-knowing. He know all things, y'all. And knowing all things, look, he still died. He still did everything that the Bible said that he was going to do. You know why? Because God cannot lie. Amen. The Bible said that it is impossible for God to lie. So even though he knew what he had to go through, he loved. Come on, y'all. He loved us so much.
Yeah.
And it's not hard. It's not hard for us to see that. It's so obvious. Amen. It's so obvious. And I want you, my brothers and sisters, to know that even what's going on in the world today, amen, in the kingdom, come on, it's obvious mm-hmm. that we done kicked a lot of our seniors to the side. Amen.
Right.
But here Paul is saying that, brethren, you have been called unto freedom. Amen. And only use not your liberty for occasion of the flesh. Amen. We got so many things going on inside the household of faith nowadays. You would think you were in a juke club. Okay, that's the word they used back in my day. Amen. You think you're in a juke club.
Right.
Amen. You know, and you know, Jesus made it so obvious, y'all. Amen. He made it so obvious that why he came. Amen. Yes, his disciples, a lot of times didn't understand, but you know why? Because they was like this verse right here. They was indulging in the flesh. You cannot understand a spiritual reality with a natural mindset. And that's what Paul was saying here. He said, only use not your liberty, your freedom for occasion to the flesh. I love serve one another. So we got to serve each other. Amen. I'm talking about the brethren, the believer. Amen. The called ones. We got to serve one another. Amen. Love, you know, and love is serving others. Love is not offending, but caring for one's neighbor. But remember that we've been set free. Amen. And we're just being set free because Jesus died. He rose. Amen. Look, Christ the Lord has risen. Amen. He's not dead. Amen. That means that we are free from what? Death and the powers of hell. But
Lord,
we don't always act that way, do we? No, we don't. Amen. Imagine what the world would be like if Christians used freedom to serve one another. Come on, somebody. Come on. It's not about me. It ain't about you. Amen. Amen. You ain't got to be right here. Call me bishop, archbishop, chief apostle, and all that, prophetess, and all that kind of stuff. That don't mean nothing to God. Amen. We got a local pastor here in town said that he was talking to somebody one time, and he asked him, what's your name? And they kept on using all the pronouns. Come on. Pronouns. And he said, well, what's on your birth certificate? But they were so caught up in themselves, they was all about the pronouns. Come on, y'all. I'm trying to say something, y'all. We got to recognize that Jesus did it for you. He did it for me. And because he did, we've been set free. But we got to understand that love is not offending, but it's caring for one's neighbor. Amen. Look what verse 14 says. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this. King James, y'all. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But we can't love our neighbor as ourselves if we don't recognize, if we're not aware that we've been set free. Amen. Jesus died for you and me. Amen. And I just want to share a few things with us tonight. Amen. I just want to say that being set free, it's the calling of the life of the believer to exemplify love toward one another. Amen. God created us in his image as relational beings. Come on, church. Amen. And this is true whether we already found, come on, Jane, whether we already found salvation in Christ or are we still on that journey, we have been created in his image as relational beings. Amen.
Right.
I just want to make a few points tonight because we've been set free because Jesus died. Amen. He accomplished everything that was foretold. Amen. And that's even one instance Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan, because he was not going to let anyone try to stop him from doing what God already said must come to pass. Now, what does this mean for us tonight? It means that we got to recognize it too. Amen.
That's right.
We got to be so wrapped up, tied up, and tangled in Jesus, amen, that we don't allow anything, amen, to come against what the Bible says. Now, I'm going to share a verse, a scripture. I shared it with my congregation last Sunday, And the Holy Spirit, you know, just say post it, because there are people just like I was at one time. Amen. At one time, I didn't know about this verse. Amen. And so I want to share this verse with you tonight. Amen. Now, this is going to come from, let's see, I'm going to read this from God's Words translation. I'm going to come from 2 John, and I'm going to read a few verses to make my point. Just follow me tonight, amen. Can I teach you a little bit, y'all? Praise God. So 2 John, 7th verse, it says, many people who deceive others have gone to the world. They refuse to declare that Jesus Christ came in flesh and blood. This is the mark of a deceiver and the Antichrist. Be careful that you don't destroy. Come on, y'all. I'm going to say it again. Verse 8. Be careful that you don't destroy what we work for, but that you receive your full reward. See, he's telling you, don't destroy what you work for, but receive your what? Full reward. Verse 9 says, everyone who doesn't continue, come on, church, I'm going to say it again. Verse 9, everyone who doesn't continue to teach what Christ taught doesn't have God. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at God. It says the person who continues to teach what Christ taught has both the Father and the Son. My main
Pastor
two
King,
is verse 10 and 11.
Pastor King, could you give us a chapter of that? What chapter are you coming from?
This 2 John. Elder John in the back of the book.
I know who you give us what chapter.
April 1.
That's right.
Amen.
I'm sorry. That's right.
You got me?
I got
13 verses, brother. All right. Can I continue?
Go ahead.
Can I go ahead? All right. So verse 10 says, if anyone comes to you and doesn't bring these teachings, I'm going to say it again, y'all. If anyone comes to you and doesn't bring these teachings, don't take him into your home or even greet him. Come on, church. Amen. I'm going to repeat that, y'all. Amen. Because this is serious. This is serious. If anyone comes to you and doesn't bring these teachings, don't take him into your home or even greet him. I'm going to tell you why. Verse 11 says why. Whoever greets him shares the evil thing he doing. Come on. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to be serious. But because he rose, talking about Jesus, because he rose with all power, and Paul's telling him in Galatians 5, because of all this, we've been set free. Don't walk around, my brothers and sisters, like we're still in prison, like we're in bondage, amen, because we've been set free. But here Paul was talking, and love is serving each other. Don't beat each other up, amen?
That's right.
Don't devour, don't bite each other, amen? Because love is not biting and devouring one another, amen? Devouring, amen? Because we are set free to serve one another, amen? Now, I'm just trying to make a point, y'all, for by his forgiveness and grace, amen, I'm trying to say that we have been liberated, meaning we have been set free because Jesus rose, amen? But truly serving God through service to others, come on, y'all, happens only after a person has been what? Liberated. I want to remind you tonight that you and I have been liberated. We've been set free by his forgiveness and grace. Amen. So in Galatians, I'm saying it again, Paul reminds us that we are called to freedom. Amen. Don't be about yourself. That's why he said in verse 13, for brethren, you have not been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. Amen. So you got some senior saints in your church. Don't act like the song, amen, because that's a real song, amen. The old man voice ain't like it used to be. Just keep living. You keep living your own self.
Things
about you going to change. Things about me have changed.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Right,
we're not going to be that same person that we used to be, but still I'm a child of God.
Amen. I've been set free. You've been set free. Amen. Quit. See, it's too much happening. And that's the reason why I played that old song, amen, because that old saints, amen, a lot. Now, see, I may get mad at night, but I'm going to say what's in my spirit. I know because of what I grew up and who I grew up around, a lot of them old saints may not be educated, come on, but one thing I knew about them, they love God. And they would tell you about God. And it was so obvious. You didn't have to scratch your head to try to figure out if they were. You go to some churches nowadays, you don't know, other than a steeple outside, amen. I ain't talking about a storefront, I'm talking about the ones with the steeple, amen. They got so much worldliness going on inside the church, amen. That's why it's populated. That's why folks are flooding it, because they doing the same thing outside and inside. So if I come here, are y'all all right now? Okay.
Oh my
I'm
God.
In the Word now.
It's the truth in the
I'm in the Word.
It's the truth in the
I'm in the Word. Amen. I'm in the Word, y'all.
No doubt.
I'm in the Word.
Sure.
I'm in the Word. So Paul wanted to remind them, amen, that we got to live a believer's life, and we ought to be free because we've been set free because of Jesus. Amen. Jesus Christ has set the believer free. The believer no longer has to work in order to secure God's approval, come on, and acceptance. The believer is accepted by God through the work of Jesus Christ, and people need to hear that. Don't assume that people know. Come on, James. Don't assume that people know. We have to share the good news. However,
that's right.
There is a critical fact that must always be remembered. Christian liberty is not license. Come on, church. Amen. You ask some folks nowadays for some credentials, they'll load you up. Now, look, I'm an army, a military man. All them rivers and stuff. Come on now. The letter killer.
Right.
Come on, somebody. Amen. But let me keep on going because that's not my point tonight. Christian liberty is being free not to sin. Come on. Amen. It's being free to overcome the passions and urges of the flesh that unceasingly wage war against the better judgment of man. Come on, y'all. This may be a part two of this because I'm not going to try to keep on going because there's so much in this. Amen. The believer is a person who is so conscious. Now, this is another powerful point, y'all. Yeah, I know we live in a corporate world where people say PowerPoint presentation. Now, a lot of this stuff they say is power. Ain't no power, man. Ain't no Holy Ghost in it. Come on now. I'm talking about the believer, right? The believer. The believer is a person who is so conscious. You hear what I said? So conscious of the indwelling Holy Spirit and his power that he is able to purge. Look at it. Follow me, y'all, that he's able to purge himself and to love his neighbor as himself.
Himself.
The point is this. The believer does not walk in sin, for he loves God and loves his neighbor. Come on, church. The believer walks and lives under the greatest of laws, the law of love. Amen. Love is the guiding law of the believer's life and work. I'm just trying to share. I'm just trying to share some words tonight to God's people. Amen. We had and we are students of the Bible. Amen. Remember that there was two that hung beside Jesus. Amen. It's obvious if you study God's word and allow the Holy Spirit to be your teacher. Come on. It's obvious that while they was hanging, both of them, one on the left and one on the right, was mocking Jesus. But it was obvious if you follow the Bible story, it was obvious that one of them saw something different. Both of them knew that they deserved to be there, and they both knew that Jesus did not deserve to be there. But the one went to another step. Amen?
That's right.
Because, listen, There, a thief and a murderer hung there with Jesus, right? They had committed mm-hmm. every crime in the book. You hear me? Now, look. Now, while dying, the one says, "Lord, remember me." Now, do you hear me? I said, yeah, now, he was dying, right? He said, "Lord, remember me." Yeah. He didn't even say, "Forgive me." He didn't even say, "Lord, take me to heaven with you." He didn't say, "Lord, prefer me." He just said, "Lord, remember me." Come on, church. He said, "Remember me." And Jesus answered quick as a flash and said, "Today, thou
today
me in paradise." This shows us that at a moment we can be saved. Amen.
That's right.
This may be your moment tonight. This may be your moment tonight, like this one right here. Amen.
Yeah.
This illustration shows us that at a moment we can be saved. The thief deserved to die. Amen.
Right.
Not even thought that he would be or that he could go to heaven. But by the grace of God, he was not saved. Hear me, church. He was not saved by his good works, y'all. Or did he have time to be baptized?
That's
right. He is in heaven. But he's in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
So without further ado, Cousin James, this concludes what the Holy Spirit gave me to speak about tonight. So I yield the mic back to you. God bless y'all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Like I like what he said. I like what the word said. This day, not tomorrow, but this day, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Like you said, he didn't do nothing on earth to upbuild God's kingdom while he was in the flesh. He did everything the total opposite, all manner of evil and wickedness. But he said, "Remember me." And Jesus said, "This day, not tomorrow, but this day, thou shalt be with me in paradise." What a mighty word on tonight. I've been set free. I definitely agree with you, Pastor King, that yes, next Saturday night, you're scheduled for next Saturday night as well. So if you want to do part two to this, you can do so.
Praise God.
I just want to say to you and remind you that, again, our sister of sister in Christ, Gwen Walker, is not on the air tonight. She sent me a text message to let me know that she had just got home from church preparing for their pastor's anniversary for tomorrow, and she's good and tired, so she needed to get some rest. But I'm sure she's going to go back in her free time and pull up tonight's broadcast, and she's going to be
Amen.
So we're going to keep Sister Gwen Walker in prayer. I'm getting ready to open up the phone line for those that have dialed in. If you have a question for Pastor Norman King, or if you just want to give him words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so. Because I love what the Word of God says, encourage one another in God's Word. And I go further, and I say sometimes we need to learn how to encourage ourselves. If nobody else wants to encourage you, you better have enough Word in you that you can encourage yourself in the Lord and know His Word so you can encourage yourself in the Lord. So we thank you, Pastor Norman King, for stepping in and filling in for Pastor Rochelle Chapman for tonight. We're going to keep her lifted in prayer. She also had surgery, so we want to definitely keep her in prayer that God would heal her body, that she would be able to get rescheduled to come back and share a word from the Lord with us. The phone lines are open right now. Anyone that may have a question for Pastor Norman King, or if you just want to give him words of encouragement, the phone lines are open. Anyone?
Yes. I enjoyed the message, the word tonight. And I really enjoyed that old time song this morning when I wrote it.
Yes, I didn't have no doubt. Woo! I knew the Lord would take care of me. that's mama. That's our mama and daddy. That's our mama and them song. That's that mama and them song.
Amen.
Yeah, yes, sir. All right, Sister Mary Ann King. By chance, is Aunt Essie listening in with you on tonight?
Yes.
I'm Essie. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I just wanted to know that we're still praying for you. Keep the faith.
Please keep on praying for me. I need all the prayer I can get.
Amen. Don't worry about it. We definitely praying for you. That's why we said we got to encourage one another in God's word.
All right.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Love
y'all. Hello? Anyone else?
Well, giving honor to God, the word being free, I am so glad that I am free in Jesus, and I thank him for being free. Even though sometimes I may not feel like I'm free, but I know I'm free because he reminds me that I am free. And I thank God for that song. This morning when I rose, I didn't have no doubt, no doubt, no doubt at all. And I want you to know, Pastor King, let me tell you, the things that you have said, the things that you have done in secret, get ready because God is about to reward you openly. You haven't seen nothing yet.
Thank you, Lord.
Raise your hand and get ready to receive everything. Oh, Brother Brown, this is for you as well. I speak overflow. I speak blessings. I speak wind that will blow from the east, west, north, and south in your lives. Everything that God has for you all, the enemy cannot take it because God said, what I have already spoken before the foundations of the world, no devil in hell can take it. Just take that. What God is saying to you all. What he's saying to you all in this year, in this time, in this hour, I have called both of y'all forth to speak my word,
to speak
a word. And when I say you have spoken a word, you have spoken a word from heaven, and it has really set my soul free.
Wow.
And I thank God that it has really set me free because today we laid my cousin to rest. But it still set me free. And I thank
you,
God, for what he's doing in your life and Brother Brown's life. So I love
you
both,
Lord.
Dearly.
Thank you. Love you, too. Thank you.
Amen.
I receive that. I receive that. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And that's just a total book.
Hallelujah.
From people
always.
Said, Pastor King, I told you this morning before I went to the homegrown service this morning that I was going to that service.
Yes.
So that was Sister Cheryl Dawson's cousin. Also, Pastor Brother Rob Mitchell, a cousin, and they have other family members that are members of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. So we want to definitely keep the legacy and the life of Sister Dornette Gardner. We want to keep her memory and love in that family. We want to keep them lifted up in prayer because that was a beautiful, awesome homegoing service. And I know that she have received her crown because everything that she did it for the Lord. And I can say that truly because I saw it with my own eyes. I'm not going by what I heard. I saw it. And she was humble. And that's why we don't see too much of humility in the Lord's house today. Too many people, like you just said, Pastor Norman King, so much of the world is in the church now. God is not pleased with the way things are going and how some of these pastors are allowing so much of the world to come into the church. And that's why it's so hard to get people that's not in the church. That's why it's so hard to get them saved. That's why it's so hard to get them to come into the Lord's house. Because they see that the Christians that they claim they love the Lord are they're so much caught up in the world, and they bring all the world up into the Lord's house. And so God is not pleased with that. You got to remember and know that you've been set free. You don't have to do all the things of the world. He said, we are in this world, but we're not of this world. So we thank God for bringing forth this message on tonight, and I'm looking forward to hearing part two of I've Been
Set Free. I've
been set free.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
To hearing part two of this message. That being said,
thank you, Lord.
As I said, we do have a lot of people that dial in, and some of them don't say anything, but we thank God for you as well. We don't take it lightly or for granted that you take time out of your schedule to dial in and be blessed by God's word. So we just want to encourage one another as we are told to do in God's word. Encourage one another in God's word. And as I always say, not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but it's all about God. It's all about Jesus. It's not about us. It's all about him.
Good
being
God.
Glorified.
Amen.
Our wives. That's what it's all about.
Amen.
And God is being glorified. And souls are being saved. Backsliders are coming back to the fold. And the body of Christ are being built up and something edified through God's word. That's what it's all about. That's the message from me on tonight. So until next Thursday night, don't forget, tune in next Thursday night. Overseer Joseph E. Jackson will be bringing forth God's word from Washington, D.C. And then again, next Saturday, our pastor, my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, who just brought forth God's word on tonight from the Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. We'll be coming back on the air next Saturday night with part two of I've Been Set Free. Thank you so much, Pastor Norman King. We're getting ready to close out. I'm going to Pastor King, do me a favor. If you don't mind, would you please close us out in prayer, and then I'm going to do closing song, please.
Okay. Say close out?
Yes, please.
Close in prayer?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Lord, here we are again, humble as we know how, thanking you, glorifying you. We know that everything tonight has not been by coincidence, nor has it been by chance, but it's been by your divine arrangement, everything that has taken place tonight. And I thank my dear sister for her words. I thank her that she's obedient, because I feel it in my spirit. She said it more than once, amen. And I'm humble enough to receive what you said to her in my spirit, Father God. And I thank you for all those, as James said, who he can see this on the air tonight. You know who they are, Lord. And I just pray that they will allow you to meet them where they are at.
Yeah.
Amen. We give you all the honor and all the glory. We pray, Father God, knowing that your word is sharper than any two-edged sword, and it's necessary for us to be in obedience and speak and do those things that you have ordained for us to do in these days and time that we're in. We thank you and we love you, and the prayer is to go out tonight and also tomorrow, that your people in set places, according to set times, would be obedient, allow your Holy Spirit to rule and reign and deliver that which needs to be delivered. And we thank you, we love you, and we ask these blessings tonight. In Jesus' name pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor King. I just want to say once again, before we go off the air, I'm sure you, Pastor King, you have did a lot of eulogies, and you have funeralized a lot of your faithful members of your congregation.
Yes.
And the reason I'm saying that on tonight is we have a young pastor. He is a faithful man of God. He loves God. He loves his congregation. I just want you all to keep Pastor Mark C. Holloway in your prayers, as he have laid to rest one of his another faithful member that he's been knowing over 40 years. She served in seven different auxiliaries in the church. She was one of those humble servants of God that she didn't always behind the scenes. She didn't want to be in the spotlight. She didn't have to have her name called out, but she was a faithful worker, a faithful doer of God's word in the kingdom of God and in the ministry. So anytime that a pastor have to do the eulogy or the homegoing of one of their faithful members, I know that it's got to be heart-wrenching for them, and it takes something out of them. So I'm asking you all to keep our pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, keep him in your prayers as well as our church family, because when we all lose loved ones like that or family members in the body of Christ, it affects all of us. So that's why we encourage, and again, back to God's word, we are told to encourage one another in God's word. We are to strengthen one another in God's word, because we're in this thing together. When we are children of the Most High God, when we are sisters and brothers in Christ, we are not alone. Thank God we have Jesus Christ, his word, and his promises, but we are in this thing together, so that's why we need to continue to pray ye one for another. So until the next time, continually blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. Until the next Thursday night, be blessed of the Lord. Good night. So you clean.